His Worship, Reeve Ryan Ratzlaff of the MD of Greenview, joins us on the line today. Your Worship, thank you very much for joining us. It's a little bit of an icebreaker. How did things go at the RMA convention that you attended?
It was a good time. Met a lot of people and had some really good discussions, for sure.
One of the topics that was discussed by the MD of Greenview was the possibility of having pasteurized milk, or unpasteurized milk, I guess, sold back on-farm sales. Where are we as far as that is concerned?
So, I brought forward a resolution to begin to lobby the provincial and ultimately federal government to get some provisions made for that, and definitely some good discussion around it, but it passed, I believe, with 66% of the vote. So RMA has been given a mandate now to start pursuing this and lobbying for us.
How key is it to get that vote passed, considering you brought it up, and it's been, sort of a safety conversation about this?
I don't know if I would call it a safety conversation as much as an educational conversation, right? And I think it is a key thing because there are a lot of people wanting this option to purchase raw milk, right? And I think there's lots of people doing it in backroom kind of backdoor deals. And in doing so, they incur a lot more risk because they might not be asking the right questions, might not have the right education with some of this. And without bringing it forward, it'll just keep happening in the dark corners, if you want to call it that. But, by bringing this forward, then maybe we can get some actual provisions allowed, even on a small scale, where people can get the education they need to know how to find a safe producer, and as well as the producers can get the education they need to make a good product.
How optimistic are you that a market can be built for this?
Very, actually. Since this hit the news, I've actually had many calls and messages and people talking to me where they're definitely looking for this avenue.
From an MD of Greenview's point of view, what is the next step in this process, or are there next steps to be undertaken to try and get this into fruition?
From Greenview's perspective, I'd say there isn't much that we will do as a municipality. I think personally, I will keep an eye on this with the rural municipalities of Alberta and know how I can steer from behind and make connections for them and just, assist them with their efforts and, try and see where we go from here, right? Because there's definitely some bigger discussions to be had. And, I think one of them is going to be working with the, Alberta Milk and Canadian Dairy Producers, because ultimately, I believe they are afraid of losing market share and how all that works, and realizing that no, this isn't to replace them or anything like that. This is just to give people a locally sourced, organic, if you want to call it that, option for their milk.
I asked if there was a market up for this, and you said you're quite optimistic about this, Your Worship. Could it also be a possibility that other jurisdictions in Alberta could jump on board and be asking you or members of the MD of Greenview Council to say, hey, this might be a market that we can explore?
Oh, I think easily, right? At the conference when this was on the floor, there was people from all across the province were speaking for it, where they know that there is demand for it in their areas as well, right?
I appreciate this. Reeve Ryan Ratzlaff is with the MD of Greenview. Your Worship, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.